Ashen here, the word of Tahira, that tells us that after Edom Dinas Hayam, the water does not attest them. So it's a pasuk over here. This is from a mikra, from a full pasuk. It's not only from the Vav, it's from the word of Tahira. And we just dashed in Tahira, V'loi Shiesh L'Edim. So how could Reb Shimon argue on the pasuk? So therefore, since the pasuk says that if she has Edim, the Schusim, if she has Edim, Bishas Maisa, so therefore the water does not check her, so then we have again the Kasha according to Reb Shimon, the Chur Yistin, not like your Svara, that you want to say Schusim are not Tolu, because if so, people will say that merely she was Tmeya, just the reason why the water did not check her out was because either she has Schusim, or now we're saying because there are Edim there. So why doesn't Reb Shimon see that since the Torah says if there are Edim, the water does not check her, so we see we're not afraid of that svar that people will say that she's not really Torah. So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you, lo shchichi. The Torah says, Edim medina siyam lo shchichi. That there should be Edim that know about it, and we don't know about it yet, that's not shchich, that doesn't happen often. So that's a case that doesn't happen so often. Therefore, for this case, we're not afraid that maybe people talk and say that really the site is Atameya. How come the water did not kill her like? Because there are Edim Medina Sayyam, that people won't go around saying. But Shchicha doesn't happen often. Like Rashi says, Maski in Shiadatayu. People don't even enter their mind to think this way. Therefore, we're not afraid. And Rashi speaks out, even though the Gemara before said a different answer. Before the Gemara answered the current Reb Shimon that midischus loitoli is eidim nami loitoli. So Rashi says, Mishum dekat lehevi kaimelon drosha to haikru. That's only before we knew the drosha of this pasuk. But once we see now it's from a pasuk of Torah, so here Reb Shimon can't argue on, therefore we have to answer that he agrees that after eidim there, the eidim were not, if there were eidim that knows that she had znus, the water would not test her. And of this we're not afraid about, because this is a zachas lo shchiach. Therefore, people won't talk about, let's say, that really, when she drinks the water and she's tor, people won't say that, no, really, she's Temeya and just that the Edim saved her, because this is something that people don't think about. Therefore, here, Reb Shimon agrees to the Pasuk like, that if there are Edim there, like Reb Shesha said, halacha is, the water does not test her. Reb Shimon only argued that in the case where she has Chusim, Chusim will not save her from the Mehamar. All right, we'll stop here. The Mishnah says, Ketzad oisalo, what do we do to the Saita? Once we find out the wife, after the husband made already the kino, he warned that he had stira, we have Edim that we found alone, so what does the husband do now? Is Mailicha lebezdin, shaboisamakum. The first thing is the husband has to take his wife and go to the bezdin of that place. Like, in other words, to make sure that there's a Kabbalah Sadis for the Ede kino and the Ede stira. Then umaisrim loy shnei tamidei chachamim. This bezdin, wherever you are, they give you two tamidei chachamim, and they walk with them now, with the husband and with the wife, to go to Yerushalayim to the bezdin Nagadol. Why do we have to have two tamidei chachamim walking with them? Because we're afraid shema yovu yaleh baderech. Maybe on the road, on the way up from wherever he lives to Yerushalayim, maybe the husband will live with his wife. And then, like we had before, the Mehamorim won't test her. The Mehamorim only tests her if the husband is Nika. The husband did not do anything wrong. But if the husband lives with her, B'Yisr, then Allah is the Mehamorim does not test her. So we want to make sure the husband does not live with his wife. Therefore, we send along two Tamid Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Raymano, Baila Neman Aleha. You don't need two Tamid Chachamim. We leave the husband alone. He's Neman to say that he did not live with his wife on the way up, and therefore when it comes to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, they make Hashkor Sasoita. They let his wife drink from the Mehamor. So the Machlokes on the common Rabbi Yehuda, are we afraid, do we believe the husband, that he says he did not live with his wife, or we don't believe him? So the Gemara says, Trei V'iyu, it's Mashma Korza Tanakamo, that we have to send up two Edim and the husband. Trei V'iyu, Hot losa comes out, there are three people here. Says so, Lema Messiah Larav. From our Mishnah, the Chura, there should be a proof according to Rav's halacha. The Yomarav Yudomarav, if Yudomarav says, Loishonu Elabir. When do we say the halacha is that two men are allowed to be misyachid with an isha? We know there's an isha yichud, you're not allowed to be alone with an isha. What about two men? So then the Gemara Kedushin, it says that two men are mutter to be with an isha. But Rav says that's only beer in the city. Abul Baderach, but when they're traveling on the road, Adika Shloisha. You can't have two men going with a lady. You have to have three men. Why? Because we're afraid. Shema Yitzdorach Echad Mehem Linikavav. If you only have two men going, we have to be afraid maybe one of the two will have to go to the Beit HaKisei. And if so, we only had two to start out with. When one goes away, you only have one left over. So come out that this one person now is being miyachid with the Isha. So therefore, Rav says, when they travel on the road, b'derech b'layla, you have to have three men. So that's the proof from our Mishnah. That here it says, when the husband goes with his wife, we have to have two Talmidei Chachamim along. So it comes out there are two Talmidei Chachamim and the husband, that's three men, going with one Isha. So you see, on the Derech, you have to have three men. Sumara says, could be no. Maybe from our Mishnah there's no proof. I'll tell you, lo, it's not that way. But Hocha Hainu Taimei, you know where in our Mishnah here, we have to have two and the husband, three. Ki Heiche De Lehevi Olei Sadi. Maybe we want to make sure we have to have Edim. We need Edim to tell us that the husband was Mazana or not. That's what we have to, that's what we need two Tamir Chom there. Level Sadi, Tamir Chom. And weiter, Tamir Chomim, you have to have two Tamir Chomim. But Kuli Al Maloi, but everybody else is, you don't, nobody else is good. You would ask you need two Tamir Chomim to go along. So Chura Leim Mesaila Libich the Rav. The Chura, so now there should be a proof to the other halach of Rav. So kids, to this first halach of Rav, we don't have any proof. It could be maybe after Yisra Yichud, it would have been enough one man and the husband. Two men may be Amutar. The reason why here we have to have two besides the husband is because if the husband lives with his wife, we want to have Edim that he did it. So that's why we have to have two, we have to have two Talmidei Chachamim. Now, but it says they have to be Talmidei Chachamim. So who this should be a proof to the other halach of Rav. The Yomar Rav Yudam Rav, Loishonu Elik Sherim. When do we say that even two men or three men are mutter to be with an Isha? There's no Issa Yichud. That's only if the two men are Sherim, are kosher Yidin. Ava Perutzim. But if the men are Perutzim, not Tamil Chom like, they're Perutzim, they have Shaykhus Taroyis, there's Nus, is Afilu Asoranami. Even if you have 10 men, they're also to be alone with a lady. The lady is also to be alone with 10 men. If the 10 men are goyim or prutzim, they have shechet tiznus. There's no heti yichud even with 10 men. And so that's the proof from our Mishnah that it says what that the two people were talmidei chachamim. So that takes away the yisur from yichud. But mashmir, if they would not be talmidei chachamim, they would just be prutzim, then it would be also to be alone. So mashmir, even though there are two or three people with prutzim, it's also. Samara says, and my soy, there was a case like this, Vaitziyu Asora Bemita, 10 men took out one lady in a mita. In other words, they fooled people, they thought to say that she was mace, and they carried her out the city, as if to say they were burying her, and they came out right outside the city, they opened up the box, and they all had snus with her. So you see, if they're prutz and baroyis, even with 10 people, they don't care. So that's Rav Salocha, that with Prutzim, there's no Heta Yichud, even with 10 people. So maybe that's a proof, so that's also a proof from our Mishnah, that the two people that go along have to be Talmidei Chachamim. So Mara says, Loi, again, it could be there's no proof from our Mishnah. Maybe really, we argue on Rav, maybe, that even with Prutzim, people that are immoral, also, there's an Issa, there maybe there's no Issa Yichud, as long as you have two or three men there. But Hochaino time, you know why over here in our Mishnah we have to have Talmidei Chachamim, the Yadi Le'asriya Bei, because we want them to be there to warn the husband. Like if they see the husband is about to live with his wife, they have to go over and warn the husband. So we want to have Talmidei Chachamim that know the halacha, that tell the husband, don't live with your wife, because she's also to you now, she's a Saita. You're not let her be with her until after she drinks the Mehamorim. So that's why we have to have Talmidei Chachamim here. But halacha, we hold both halachas like Rav. La halacha, we hold like Rav, that b'derech, there's only a heti yichud with three men, two men is also with an isha, who had in b'layla also, two men is also need three, and who had in also, the heti is only when they're talmidei chachamim, or at least not prutzim barois. But if the men are prutzim barois, they also have shachas tiznus, then there's no heter for an isha to have yichud even with 10 men. We have Yudu Roime Bailo Neman. If Yudu in the Mishnah says, no, we believe the husband, that we don't have to have Tamid Chachamim going along, we believe and trust the husband to say that he's not going to live with his wife. Tanya will learn from Yudu Roime Bailo Neman Mikal V'Choyim. I have a Kal V'Choyim to believe the husband. When he comes to Yerushalayim, the Beis Din HaGadol, and tells them he did not live with his wife on the way. Omani de Shibikoris, Madach by an Isanida, where a husband is Nema to say he did not live with his wife, even though the Aver is so strong at Tachiyat Koris, if you live with an Ida. Baila Nema Naleh, we believe the husband, they're allowed to be together, they're allowed to have Yichot together, we trust them to say they're not going to live together. If Saita, Shibalav, this that your wife was found to be a Saita, that it's only a lav, a chayvi lav, and you're not allowed to live with her. If so, lekol shchein, isn't it for sure that we should believe the husband? That's why we believe that. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sort to say we believe the husband. Yeah. So Mara says no. Rabbonin says just the opposite. He understands this. This is given. This is a svara to say just the opposite. That I'll tell you, neither the chorus chamirulei or mehemen. That since there's an issa chorus, a chiyuv chorus, if you live with your wife when she's an idom, therefore a man would not do it. Therefore we believe the man, the husband, when he says he did not live with his wife. Therefore we trust him to have yichud, to be alone together. Because we trust him that they're not going to live together. Because there's an issa chorus. But soita, the lav, but by a soita, there's only an issa lav if you live with your wife. Loi chamir relay, it's not so strict to a person. Vlei mehemon, therefore we don't believe the husband. That's why the Chum and the Tanakam and the Mishnah say, when the husband takes his wife up to the Beis Din HaGadol, we don't trust him to go alone, and we're afraid maybe he'll live with her on the way, therefore we have to have two Tehemid Chumim to go alone. Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda, for the Mar of Rabbi Yehuda, Mikal V'Chumim, Aisilo, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Mikal V'Chumim to believe the husband? For Rabbi Yehuda, Mikroim, Aisilo, Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from a Pasuk. The Tanya would learn like this. It says in the Pasuk, Vehevi hu ish es ishtoi el akoyim. It says, Vehevi ish es ishtoi el akoyim. So, min ha Torah hu ish mevi es ishtoi. That means, the right sataka, the husband has to take his wife up to the Beis Din HaGadol. That's the Pasuk of when you find out your wife's a soita, after you warned her, and you had stira, you know that she was alone with a man. So the Pasuk says, Vehevi hu ish es ishtoi el akoyim. The husband has to take his wife up to the Kohen to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So that's Midiraisa. Is that what Ish brings his wife? Avul Omru Chachom, but Midirabon and the Chom said, Moitzchim Loi Shnei Tamid Chachomim. That we have to give the husband two Tamid Chachomim to go along. Because we're afraid, Midirabonin, that Shema Yavi Yoleh Baderech. Maybe the husband will still live with his wife on the way up to Yerushalayim. So that's what the Tanakhama says. We have to have two Eidim going along. Rabbi Yossi Yoimen no, Bailo Neman Aleho. Rabbi Yossi says, we believe the husband is Neman. Mikal V'Choyma, like the Kal V'Choyma we just made. Umani the Shibikoris, Bailo Neman Aleho, if husband lives with his wife when she's an Ida, he's Chayiv Koris. So therefore we believe the husband. There's no Issa Yichud, a husband's allowed to be alone with his wife, even though she's an Ida. Soita, Shibalav, Soita that there's a lav if the husband lives with his wife. Is like kol shechein. Isn't it for sure that we should believe the husband? On this, Amrullah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yossi, no. Lo yimamata benidah shechein yesh leheter. I tell you, there's a reason why your husband is nemon to say, I did not live with my wife when she was an Ida. Because there's a heter. Like he knows, if he waits 7 days, whatever it is, until she becomes tohor, he'll be able to live with her. So the svara, like, why should he do it? Be Issa, let him already wait till she become tohor. So that's why he could hold himself back, and we trust him that he will not live with his wife when she's an Ida. But Tiyama the Saita Shein Leheter. Mashen came by his Saita, there's no Heter. By his Saita, Kozman, she doesn't drink from the Mei Amorim, she's also to the husband. So the husband's afraid, like maybe his wife Taka did do the Issus Nus, and when she drinks the water, she's going to die. She's afraid maybe he'll never be able to live with his wife again. So therefore we have to be afraid, V'yayman, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mayim genuvim yimtaku. Certain times, stolen water is very sweet. In other words, the Eitzara gets you to run after you to do Averis. So something that's Asa, that's when the Eitzara runs after you. See, if your wife is a Saita and she may remain Asa Li'olam, the Eitzara tells her to go live with her. So that's why over here the Tanakhama says, we do not trust the husband to go up to Yerushalayim by himself with his wife, but rather we have to send along two Talmidei Chachamim to make sure that they won't live together. We have Yehuda Roim, Yehuda says, Mina Torah Ish Mevi Es Ishtoi. Yehuda says, Ishno Es Midi Yeraisa, that we trust the husband to bring his wife up by himself alone to Yerushalayim, Elokayim. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vaibu Ish Es Ishtoi. On the year. So this is Rabbi Yehuda, that's the kasha. Before Rabbi Yehuda said, how does he know his reasoning that we trust the husband to take up his wife to Yerushalayim because of the Kabbal Chayma from Nida? And over here in this price, so we see Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from a Pasuk. He says, Midiraisa, the Pasuk says, Vehevi Yoish Esishtoi, that after the husband found out that his wife is a Saita, he has the right to bring her up to Yerushalayim. So before we said it's a Kabbal Chayma, and now we're saying it's a Pasuk. So Gemara says, yes. Omalihu Kabbal Chayma Bereisha. I tell the pshat is like this. First, Rabbi Yehuda said, as a Kabbal Chayma. He said, I have a svara to believe the husband. Madach Dalach Riz, when your wife is a nida, we trust you when you tell us to be alone with her and you're not going to live with her. So for sure, we trust you if you was your wife that's a Saita, you're not going to live with her. That's what he thought at first, as a Kabbal Chayma. Upirchu. But on that, we ask the question, maybe no, just the opposite. And this is a nida, that's a chayiv karis. From that you hold yourself back. But maybe from an isalav of a saita, you won't hold yourself back. So therefore, I do not know that we could trust the husband. Therefore, v'hodav amalu kro. Therefore now, Yehuda says it from a posik. So therefore, it's good that this price is going after he was chayiv from the Kabbal Chayma. Once we have a pirch on the Kabbal Chayma, now we can say it from a kro. And this the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. That's the first Tanakama that says, the beginning of the Brisa said the Tanya, that the Pasuk says, Vehevi Ish Es Ishtoi Elokayim, Mina Torah Ish Mevi Es Ishtoi. So that was the Tanakama that says, Mi Diraisa, we believe the husband. So how come we have to, what is Rabbi Yehuda being Maisif? Like, Mashmitz Amachloikas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Because after the Tanakama we have Rabbi Yosi, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda saying different than the Tanakama? So Marian says, Poshit. But the Kashmir was Omlu, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, Marian says, Ike benayu aval omru. That the Tanakama says true. Midiya raisa, we believe the husband to go himself to bring his wife up to Yerushalayim. But midirabbanan though, the Chum said no, not to trust the husband. Midirabbanan tak, we have to have two edim to go along with his wife. So that's the Tanakama. Mashenka, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from that. Rabbi Yehuda, even with the Rabbanin, still we believe the husband. So that's the Masalika Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the next Mishnah. Now, after the husband brings his wife up to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, he used to bring her up now to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. That's where the husband had to take his wife, that's a Saita. What did they do there? They used to like scare her, tell her things to try and make her admit that she did this nus. The same way when two Adam come to say they saw the way Reuven killed somebody, Bezan also like scares them and tries to make them like if they're lying to admit that they're lying, not to go and have somebody killed in vain. So before, like the Adam, we believe the Adam totally, we really test them out. We try and scare them to make sure they're not lying. So the same thing we do to a Saiter also. We try and scare her to make her admit if she did this nus. V'yayimolo, we tell her like this. Biti, like my daughter. Harbi yayin oisi. A lot of people drank wine, and it could be because of that. Yada taiva to do nus. So please admit it. Or else, harbi schoik oisi. A lot of people stam laugh. They get in a good high mood, and because of that they could have znus. Har be yaldis oisa. Children talk. Rashi begorim lenara yolda shetavu de kilkol. That may be also because the kids you're playing around with like, and that made you have znus. Har be shcheinim aroyim oisim. A lot of bad neighbors do these things. Like maybe you learned it from your bad neighbors. They helped you. They talked you into it maybe. So if so, like admit that you did this znus. Say l'shmoi ha-godol. Do it for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. She'nichta v'gdusha. That the locha by the main saita, what we do is, we write up a Megillah saita, and in the Megillah we have Hashem's name written on it, and then we put this Megillah into the water, and Hashem's name gets erased in the water. So really a Saita is causing Hashem's name to be erased. So we tell this Saita, please admit that you did this nus in order not to have to have Hashem's name be mocha, erased for nothing. So he says, it should not have to be erased on this water. That's what we tell her. Then the oimelafnel devorim shenem kedai l'shoimam hi v'chol mishpachas beisaviyah. We tell her things that really she should not hear these things, and that her mishpacha should not hear these things. In other words, we want to try to get her to admit that she did it. Rashi says, ein ruya lo shoimelafnel divrei hoidois sadikim or rishonim elakadei shetoida kukula kedarmin lekamon yuda hoida b'lei bosh. We tell her things like tzaddikim, that they also did certain things wrong, and they admitted that they did it wrong. Not that she deserves to be called like a tzaddik, this and this, but we only tell her these things, that maybe because of that she'll also admit. Now, if she does admit and says, yes, I admit that I live with a man, I had znus with a man, right away we rip up a ksuba. Rosh Haveris is Mashem Loshem, we write back a receipt to the husband as if he does not have to pay the ksubra anymore. The Yoitz says, and he has to give her a get, but she does not get killed because there were no Edim, there was no Hasra. So therefore, since she's admitting it, so we don't kill her, but our Kofonim, the husband, gives her a get, she's also to her husband. What about the Imamra Toirani? Let's say she says no, she says Toirani, I did not live with a man, I'm still Tahor. So then, Malin Oysel Lishar Mizrach. We bring her up to the Shar HaMizrach. Rashi says that's the Shar HaChitza, the outside gate. Sheboi Nechnosen HaRabayis. That's the entrance up to the HaRabayis. O Mishom L'Shar Niknor. And from there you go to the second gate, the Shar Niknor, Hu Shar HaElyon. That's called the upper gate. Shebechoimo, in the wall, Shebein Ezras Yisrael Yezras Noshim. That's between the Ezras Yisrael and Ezras Noshim. So it says here, Malanois L'Shar HaMizrach. Shal Pesach Shar Niknor, which was by the entrance, the gate to the Shar Niknor. Sheshom Amashkenes Asaitis, because by the Shar Niknor, that's the place where he let the Saitis drink the water. Like Rashi says, Bevnei Shloim Niskatsha Begdushas Azora Uvei Chalaloisei Ashar. The thickness of that gate did not have the Kedusha of the Azor itself. Why? Because he used to bring the mitzorim there, they had to have Tyro putting in the hands inside. The same thing also, the site also went there to drink from the Mehamorim. O Metarim es Hayodos, that's also where Yeledes came. O Metarim es Mitzorim. O Mitzorim used to come to the Shar Niknor. So we bring up the site also. We would take her from the bottom gate and bring her up to the top gate. Now the Koyin Oichid the Bigdeho, a Koyin would grab a hold of her clothing. Nikra, if her clothing would rip across of that, very good, they ripped. V'yem nifrimu, if they tore, Rashi, nifrimu means even a bigger cutting. Here it says, prima gedoyla mikriya, shenikro l'kroyim harbe, it got ripped up into a lot of pieces. So if a dress got ripped up into a lot of pieces, that's okay. Hachu megala es liboy, until he uncovered near her heart. V'soyster es sari, he uncovered her hair. It took apart her braids. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If she looked pretty, the lay of her heart was pretty, we would not uncover it. If her hair was pretty, we would not uncover it. And we'll see in the Gemara because we're afraid of hearer. We're afraid of the other people around her that would see it. It would cause hearer. So therefore we don't want people to think, look at her and look, desire her. Therefore we don't let you uncover her. If she was wearing white clothing, we change it now into black clothing. All to make her look ugly, as if to try and get her in a low mood, that she should agree. She should admit if she did the aver or not. If she's wearing golden kalim, golden jewelry, or klitois, that's tachshit, also tachshitim, different jewelry.